All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, mall kiosks have gotten better and better at writing things on smaller and smaller things.
They have. It's frankly irresponsible.
Yes, we are entering the microverse. Mm. I went to the mall and I got this lush Mississippi, Tennessee bluegrass lawn. Mm. And I've got the name of a game painted on every grass seed. And when this grows after, like, I don't know, 6 months or so, there will be a name of a game on each piece of grass. And then we can mow. And you know how when you mow, you always miss
Just
like a couple little bits on the side.
Yeah, you get those little scraggles. Yeah,
get the fucking edger.
Well, I mean, you want to get the edger out because you don't want that stuff growing up against your foundation or against a fence. It'll eventually uproot it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you kill it. So we're going to mow the lawn in 6 months. And then whatever is left over, that will be the game. Whatever little grass is still hanging out.
Okay. Well, yeah. It is currently August as we're recording this. Yep. So
from the future.
Yeah, we're just going. I mean, little hot to be planting grass, but okay. We'll check back in March.
Yeah, let's go. All right.
Oh man,
what an election! I paid a neighborhood malcontent to mow the lawn. Just an absolute little shit.
They did a shitty job.
Well, they're just looking for pocket scratch to buy like meth and candy and shipping. I don't know what kids buy.
Shipping. just going down to the USPS for getting
some Cardi B or I'm not sure what they bought, but they wanted a little bit of cash and I gave them a share in the company in exchange for mowing this. So now we just have to read Blades of Grass till we find one with a intact game on it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, all right. Let me this one's really long. Let me reach down here and grab that. And then this says lawnmower game, zombies. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, nope. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, where the only thing you have to fear is Perseus Mandate.
Not the Perseus Mandate.
God, I love the Perseus Mandate.
Oh, man. Is the Perseus Mandate undone by the Callisto Protocol?
I don't know. I think it depends on which hemisphere you're in.
Mm, the jurisdiction. Yeah.
Yeah. Or the Coriolis effect. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome, Valkalalia software heads.
all of you fans of that Finnish, I'm gonna say studio. I think it's a guy. I think it is just one guy named Tero Lynkka, who is a very prolific developer. They develop games and ship them, mostly real asset flippy kind of things.
Yeah, we're in the asset flip zone.
Yes.
Here on Steam.
This is a lawnmower game, zombies. Initially had something else planned, but then this passed over the Steam micro trailers Twitter that I fucking adore. Love that account. And I was like, oh, this will be dumb and lightweight and good for digressions. Not that I have a digression.
Yeah, but you fucked up, man. Yeah. If you look on their website and look at their other games they've made, they have made three games in the Save Daddy Trump series.
Yeah, I've got
and
those.
And the Sperminator rescuing Tsar Vlad.
I've got those. I've got the Save Daddy Trump. I got at least one. There's a very funny review on some of those, and not funny in the way that is intentionally funny, where people are doing a lol, it is a meme game kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Going to their page, they have their list, and on one page as for like TL Games, Gangsta Series, Angry Games, Studio Best Projects. And then when you click the arrow to the right, you just get a panoramic Lawnmower Games all as one big slide to put them all together.
Is this on their face? Like, I couldn't find this. Is this their Facebook? Oh, it's
on their
page?
Steam. Yeah, go to their Steam page.
Oh, okay. On their Steam
page. All their stuff is on Steam. Lawnmower Game 3, Horror.
I think
Find Trump. Lawnmower is back. Now your mission is to drive awesome lawnmower in big open world, collect items, and finally find legendary Trump. there's a real big, like, created by AI feeling to this.
Yeah. Yeah, created by AI is a very good way to put this. I found that is something. Like a few of their games are on the Switch as well.
Ooh.
Lawnmower Game Racing is on
there. I could play this on the go. I could play this on a rooftop garden full of sexy 30-somethings drinking mojitos and passing around stains.
And strains that would change marijuana. Handing your Joy-Cons around. Everybody getting in on the lawnmower game next generation.
Check out this Terra Lunca game by Valka Ala Software.
What? You know?
Terra Lunca Games. Okay.
I thought you were saying that to me. I didn't know that we were in the scene.
No. This is me on my rooftop with all my sexy young friends.
Oh,
trying to get them to enjoy my Switch with me.
I did find their developer website. It is a free WordPress page, but there is not really anything new to it. They've got a game about Elon Musk with a flamethrower. Given the Trump thing, I think you can probably guess where they're at in terms of that and Elon kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's worth throwing this out there too. Like these guys, like this seems bad to me, but also they're little.
Yeah,
we're not trying to bully anybody.
No,
no need to like yell at these people or anything, but also no need to play this game. There's not as much, I could see what you were thinking.
Yes. Yeah.
There's not as much realistic lawn mowing as maybe Cole was hoping for. As
I was really hoping for that because lawn mowing simulator is actually really good.
Sure. I mean, for your pressure wash, like, the ecstasy of order.
That is if you just want to kill an hour and a half by just like giving your brain, it's kind of like using one of those little head massagers that's made out of the wires,
Yeah.
But just for the inside, like if you want to, use that and like even more than, Power Wash Simulator, the Lawnmower Simulator has more of a, like resource conservation, or not conservation, but like resource management and like economic kind of stuff. Like eventually you like hire people to take on bigger jobs, buy better lawnmowers and things like that. Eventually mow bigger properties. Lawn mowing simulator is actually really good. I'm not going to convince you of that. And I'm trying to.
Sounds pretty bad. It sounds like an idle game. It just sounds like a clicker. Like they all sound like clickers to me.
Oh.
Like you're moving instead of just clicking, but you're essentially clicking.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a I don't go in for a meditative. I don't go in for a board on purpose in games.
No.
In general.
Yeah.
Personally. Mm-hmm. No hate.
Yeah.
I think we'd both agree this is not a good example of either kind of game, like a pro engagement game or a board on purpose game.
Right. It's pretty bad. And also I was kind of expecting more zombies in this. So
it is a very gentle apocalypse. Like it does. I hate apocalypses. I can survive when they pop up in video games.
You personally, not like a character in the game, but like me personally,
I do pretty well in this.
Yeah.
I think I can probably handle it. I don't know. Yeah. if I had a riding lawnmower that was faster than a zombie.
A lot of them can be. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I would, you just said that like it's a real life fact, as if zombies were real. I meant in the video game, the fastest zombie that chases you in this, you can outrun.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And they
don't educate me about lawnmowers in relation to zombie speed.
Like, comparing a lawnmower to like just a normal non-zombified person's just amble, you know?
Yeah. They can be faster for sure.
Yeah. But no, like these zombies don't even really like try and chase you. They're more just obstacles that sometimes stand in the grass that will cause health damage to you.
There's one that chases you. There's a big goofy Muppet looking one that chases. Yeah. And then there are the normal ones. Mm-hmm. I thought you were trying to mow them down. I was in like a Flash 2000.
Yes.
Mindset for this. Cause I was like, surely that's the goal of the game. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, there's no angle. You want to avoid them and just grow, like shave this grass that is in like incredibly patchy on this compound. Like there's just like, it's actually very similar to grass in Link to the Past.
it's
almost exactly that. Like, it's real weird.
But like, I don't know that you can win. Like the map is huge. I killed my guy because I got bored with it, and actually it was kind of harder to kill my guy than I thought it would be. But like, I do not know what happens if you finish all of the if you cut all the grass. Yeah, so I didn't even want to try. Like, I probably played this for about like 15 minutes, and I was like, yeah, I've seen all the stuff here.
I can only imagine grass is constantly being ported in behind your back.
Yeah.
Like being loaded in, because it's like a, you know, how long can you last kind of game? And the answer is a really long time.
A very long time, because it's quite an easy game. And it kind of made me like think like a game with the same concept made by Sega for the arcade or the Dreamcast would be like, you know, just Lawn of the Dead. Like, how about that?
Well, that's the original title for Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That's not as clever as I thought.
Oh, it's still clever. I just heard it before.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be fine. Mm-hmm. You would probably play a little bit like a Crazy Taxi where you're going to like hot spots of lawn.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be fine. Mm-hmm. You know, lawns that need extra attention, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was this reminded me a little bit of God. We did something else for this show that was a similar kind of thing, like a asset flip. Oh, eyeballs are your enemies.
Oh, when yeah.
A little bit of eyeballs are your enemies, which like has a great title,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like it, as a philosophical statement, like that's fascinating. You know, like there's so much to fucking unpack there.
Uh huh.
But Lawnmower Game Zombie, the actual reality of it is just. Like this, you know, if you put out enough of these games, you can kind of make a living.
Yeah.
If you put out 1,037-cent games, you know?
Yeah. But like this guy's even leaving money on the table because he's not doing, he's not giving, trading cards. On these. Like there's not a lot of those extrinsic, like Steam game, you know, gaming the Steam games, kind of stuff in this. Like if you look at the reviews, and there are not many of them because this is a dumb game and it was only released here very recently. People are saying like, oh yeah, you can 100% the achievements. So this is something made for like, for achievement hunters.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Looking at them, there is a weird, it's very difficult for me to respect this specific kind of thing, because it's like, I want to support indie development and I don't mind like a student project or mm-hmm. even like an asset flip if they're trying to make a good game, but this just feels like it's laundering.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like humans or money, but like, it feels like it's doing some kind of weird taken shit. Like this is a tax dodge. even though I'm looking at their games and one of them is called Super Clown Lost Diamonds.
Jesus Christ.
But the way they do the font, it just looks like super. And then clown lost diamonds under it, like a separate sentence.
Don't call clown, sure did. Clown the lost diamonds. Yeah.
Hey, you shiny idiots. Can't be found, huh? Yeah. I don't know, man. Flannel Amethyst. That fucking sucks. Join Franca and Flannel Amethyst, a 3D platformer featuring 10 different levels.
Cool. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
There's Soulstopia. Which features a very busty anime girl, both in the drawing and in the 3D model. It takes place in a purple void. Restless spirits robbed of their dreams and ambitions arrive in Soulstopia. Yeah, so it's just an action.
Like Naked Warrior, be a naked superwoman, destroy evil enemies and pig bosses, and save captured kingdom royalties. It's real weird. It's just a naked woman 3D adult or platformer game.
Yeah.
You get the Naked Warrior discount. March 5th, 2023. Hell yeah, 89 cents for Naked Warrior.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Well reviewed.
Well, like, of course, positive. Because it has nudity.
It does have nudity. Somebody jerked off to this Naked Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where are my potatoes? Kale character needs to find missing potatoes. Solve puzzles in different level to reach different level and collect missing potatoes.
Yeah.
Yep. Getting them potatoes.
Nippon Echi Jigsaw. Like, literally just one of those jigsaw puzzle games.
Yeah. Like Gangsta Magic. Magician need solve puzzles, avoid traps and enemies. Find Mystery USA Cone. Find the USA Cone.
Are you a bad enough dude?
To find USA Cone?
Our cone.
God, I love USO Cone.
Like, well, the USO Cone is kept over over Bob Hope's grave.
We used to have Hope, Cone, and Jobs. And now what do we have?
It all went wrong when the cone was buried.
Yeah, we lost cone.
I was more drawn. Gangsta Magic is very fun, but Gangsta Woman was right there. Be a hero woman, finally. Find life elixir and avoid enemies like huge dragon boss and zombie army. I kind of feel like I'm making fun of somebody who doesn't natively speak English, but also
these concepts end up being funny. And also, again, I'm pretty sure this is up to some kind of mal, you know, this is evil.
Yeah.
Somehow. Like, I can't imagine this is well-intentioned.
Yeah.
One of my favorite here is Mustache Politics Shooter. Play this awesome meme shooter and destroy fictional zombie politics who has ruined the world and safe all money. But it opens with this opening text scroll, which, again, one of those eyeballs are your enemies, philosophical gauntlets. It begins with all characters and places are fictional.
Huh.
Like, oh shit. I didn't chew on that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Are they now?
Wait a minute.
Oh, we're doomed.
Isn't that a Vonnegut thing? Like, all people are hypothetical or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Breakfast of Champions. They're all robots.
No. Huh.
Supercon gets up to a lot of stuff. Supercon also had a revenge.
He's got a lot. So that's kind of the thing about this. They really, whoever this is, I forget their name already. They really exploit a property.
Yeah.
You know, there are three of the Save Daddy Trump ones.
There's figure how it ends.
There's one here that kind of I think synergizes with something that I said that we were talking about earlier that makes a little bit of sense here. So 3D pinball hentai. Which is a simple pinball simulation game with 8 levels and hentai/mature themes, and it's just very bad. Very bad anime drawings of booby ladies. Although I think in this one, those bumpers are definitely labia. I'm going to send you the screenshot.
Oh, please.
tell me that these screenshots, tell me that this is not just showing labe.
Give me some labe, my friend. Leave it on me. That's
it's a Majora good time.
Yeah. Give me two. Slap it in. Let's do it.
Yeah, all right, the bumpers on that are labe.
They're in like weird little containers, though. It kind of looks like you took freestanding labia and put them in pudding cups. it's kind of horrible, right? this is awful. this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Oh shit, I wasn't in Incognito. This is gonna start fucking with my
you're gonna end up getting all these ads for labia pinball. This burgeoning genre has got your number now.
It really does. Yeah. But just the this combined with the fact that so many of these lawnmower games are on Switch as well. What the fuck happened to the Nintendo eShop? Like every single time I look at new releases. Yeah. Like it's just like you see games with just hentai in the title.
Yeah. It's a weird way that Nintendo has gone back on. Like, I'm not saying I want Nintendo to start censoring stuff in like a serious way, but they've gone pretty far the other way.
Yeah.
Lots of hentai. I don't like looking at new releases on Switch. I look for sale things.
Yes.
Because it curates it. There's so much shovelware garbage.
Yeah.
That's going on there. Did you see that they have a lawnmower themed pinball game here? That seems very up your alley, dude. Like in general sense, like sorry. More pinballs are just based on objects. Like,
yeah.
You know, hat, the pinball machine.
I do not know how to control F on this because it is all if I type mower.
You're gonna get a lot of mower, man.
Yeah, and if I type lawnmower pinball, I'm gonna get a lot of pinball.
Yeah, you gotta put in both. It does look like a lawnmower themed pinball. Not strongly themed, but a little bit.
That could, I mean, if you were like going for like table coverage, like if you're trying to blast the ball up over patches of grass, and that was one of the ways it scored it. No, this is just like very bad, simple pinball tables with just CGI renders of lawnmowers, not even real ones. You can't even appreciate the craftsmanship.
No. That's 100% true. The thing you just described of using a pinball to lawnmow is a fucking nightmare, dude.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to control, like there'd be so many patches you would just miss forever.
Oh yeah.
Like
I'm not saying it'd be fun. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's miserable.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Super ultimatum quiz. How many people does John Wick kill? Huh. How many people does John Wick kill John Wick? Is actually
what it says. See, that's how you get it. You got to be real careful.
Yeah, it's just like 20% of 2 is equal to. Yeah, some of these are just math.
Yeah, so it's just math.
Yeah.
Horny fighter. You are a horny woman who need kill all horny zombies in this meme fighter. So that we get back to the Zompotatoes problem on this. Just like it's making stuff for memes. Like spitting stuff out and hoping that somebody is searching for the right thing. And like, and even at full price, it's only like 99 cents. You're getting people like, for going in for yucks. Although we do have
pretty into sperm runner. Have you seen sperm runner? Endless runner game, be a hero sperm, worm sperm, super worm sperm, and spend 4 different endless runner mini games.
Super worm sperm.
Super worm sperm. An endless runner where you're a sperm is legitimately a pretty fun idea. Make it a battle royale.
That is a pretty good idea. God, a battle royale. Oh gosh, the egg has moved. Yeah.
It keeps moving further away. You'll never impregnate me, egg. Arr-dar-dar-dar.
Only so many of us can get into the fallopian tube alive.
Yeah, exactly. It keeps moving. You know,
sperm runner. Wow. Yeah.
You're probably gonna need a lot of different, if you search on Steam, you're gonna get a lot of different hits. You have to dodge turds, which that's unsavory to me.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
I don't like, yeah. I think meme suck.
Yeah.
I think memes and shit posting both suck. That's my new off Twitter Gary thing has decided. Like, I don't want people to just, if you're making a joke. Like jokes are good.
Jokes are good.
But just kind of like, what if I said something I don't mean? Or what if I made something bad on purpose?
Yeah.
AKA shit posting. I am over it.
Yeah.
It's done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's me trying to scan over every tweet I've ever sent. Just if it's sarcasm.
I'm not on Twitter anymore. I haven't seen your tweets.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, like by that, just kind of, wouldn't it be if this was this?
Oh yeah, no,
you know, or like, what if you did this, but this, that kind of shit drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, road to respect.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, wait, hold up. Help Elon Musk make his way from Earth to Mars to pay respects to the deceased robot Opportunity. I didn't expect that to be what that was.
of spirit and Opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's the idea. He has to go mourn the robot. I wasn't expecting him to have to do that.
Well, I hope he dies of suffocation in the back of his face. Yeah.
Nobody hears him scream.
Yeah.
In a video game, literally.
Short of that, I'd be fine if he just slipped in the tub. That's okay, too. Oh,
yeah, yeah. In a video game or real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be picky. Yeah. Huh. Oh, wait, but Tarot is the is just the publisher on that.
Oh, okay.
The developer is
Ruskija
Game Experience.
Thanks, Ruskija.
Oh, but it just goes back. It's literally just that link just goes back to Tarot's page. Yeah.
Again, that's part of what makes this feel very much like it is laundering something. Like,
yeah.
By looking at this, I feel like I am aiding human trafficking somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is.
Yeah. No, I don't care for it one bit.
Angry Bunny 2 Lost Hole. Sequel to Angry Bunny game. Find bomb and explode big carrot way to home. Explode big carrot way to home.
Oh man, not big carrot way.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm looking at, not an awful lot happening on their well, they got 489 followers on their Facebook page. Yeah, this is I don't get it. There's no
more Twitter followers.
Huh.
So
yeah, I've got, but they're I'm not seeing a lot of engagement is the thing.
No. Huh. Yeah. Again, it's just being, you know, weird bots and stuff like that following this. Like, this is some kind of weird ecosystem. Like those, this reminds me, when I run into like a game developer like this, it reminds me a lot of those YouTube videos that are there for kids, like that.
Oh,
Elsa finger, pregnant, Batman, Venom.
Finger Family.
Yeah. No, like not Finger Family, like, you know, Elsa, oh. Spider-Man, Venom, Wonder Woman, Adventure, no, yeah, pregnant, yeah. You know? Yeah.
People talk like AI stuff is a new blight. No, that's been happening in content for a long time. Yeah. Have you seen the front page, like the first page of Google results for any question that you have recently?
Good God.
Yeah.
When that creeping feeling, like before you can immediately clock it, that you're just reading something that's repeating itself too often, so you know, it's just taking the words and putting them in an order.
Mm-hmm.
God, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate that everything is just, let's take humans away from it and make it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks. Big no thanks.
Big no thanks.
Yeah.
I've got two reviews on Save Daddy Trump 3 Rise of Evil.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. The first is Gekiume. Who played that game for 16.2 hours.
Wowie zowie.
Yeah. That is an outlier. That is an outlier. Although the other review that I have on here, has played for longer than you would think. This is a positive review. It's recommended, saying, hey, I bought this shit for the price of a cup of coffee, and I'd be even happier, if there were collectible cards. Like, they do not list things as positives or negatives, so it's hard to see how they feel about this. Low price, no storyline here. It sucks. All in caps. Yes. Ridiculous enemy combat system. Female protagonist. All caps. Oh, low poly graphics. But it is still recommend. Important, but you will not encounter any politics here. The name is probably used to attract attention, and they succeeded. Smiley face. So it's just an indie action game with a small development budget, but with atmosphere. Good luck. God, we need to take atmosphere away from people until it can be used responsibly.
I don't know that this is good atmosphere. I cannot stress to you how much I wish I had a cup of coffee instead of this game.
Yep.
I could go for a cup of coffee right now. My body would process that into good stuff.
Oh,
I'd make so much piss.
A cup.
And so much sperm. If I had a cup of coffee.
Huh. Is there a direct line between those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got caffeinated sperm.
Hmm. Yeah. Which is weird because you got a vasectomy. So
yeah, no, I had caffeine
rolling around in there. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I replaced my balls with Keurig pods.
It's a nightmare for the environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I have to change them out, it also hurts and it takes a long time. Oh, every time you ask me what I'm doing on the weekend, I've lied. I've basically been going out to the doctor dump and emptying out my Keurig balls.
You should have them install a zipper, dude.
That's a great idea. I'll bring it up. They don't speak English, but I'm going to try to see if I can get that across in pictograms and and stuff.
Just show them a little coin purse.
Yeah, just like,
They're not going to want, I mean, you get just, okay, they could give you that, but you never come back. They want the continuing revenue.
Yeah, that's true. They got to have me keep coming back so they can remove them. Yeah.
Then we have a review from Uncle, who this is not recommended, but they have 13.3 hours on record. Sighs and drums fingers against mahogany table in a confident and handsome manner. I wanted to like this game. I really did. But its glaring issues compared to Save Daddy Trump 2, The Final Triumph, are inexcusable.
Come on, man.
Where to begin? I guess I should preface this review by saying that I am a huge fan of the Save Daddy Trump series. And that's really the point that I wanted to get to. They're just like, you're just gonna go hard in the paint for the Save Daddy Trump series.
Big fan.
God. And apparently you're rescuing it from somebody named King Pig. Bizarre.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Just throw some stuff out there, man.
I can give you many reasons why not.
Yeah, it really does feel like this. This isn't a question that like nobody asked. It's just letters.
Yeah.
You know, like there's not even a question or an answer involved. It's just
a Markov chain. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just characters. It's scratch, chicken scratch. Yeah.
It's just data being put in a, you know, data warehouse somewhere, data center, taking electricity that will one day choke out the sky.
Yeah. No. I know that, as a homeowner, you like mowing the lawn. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the impetus behind picking this. I was thinking about how I have not picked mowed a lawn in a really long time. I've not, as an adult, no lawn. I've done it like maybe 5 times.
When you lived in that one place, that was part of the arrangement was you mowed the lawn for them, but that was also a kind of a small lawn. It was a nice lawn. That was a really cool, like backyard garden kind of thing.
It was not a bad, it was a medium lawn, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Very small front lawn. But even then that was like the only time I did that. And then since then, it's just like, you live in the city, you don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a thing. I don't have a lawn here. There's no grass on this place, which I love. If the people who own this place ever decide to sell it, like I would love to try to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
A grassless existence is great to me.
Yeah.
And not for virtue signaling reasons, even though I will deploy that if you counter with anything.
No,
they are like, evil.
I get it. Like I know, when I had the tree taken down in front of my house, I definitely thought about like, okay, could I get away with having my front lawn? Cause just like a shitty, it's like not anything. It's like a little wedge because I'm in a cul-de-sac and I've got like just, that makes for like a weird shaped lawn. The front lawn is just like it's not great. It's basically like a pubic hair triangle. That is very awkward. And I was like, could I just like rip this up and like put down mulch or stuff? And the answer is no, because it wouldn't like fit with the neighborhood really. Like it's just not, it would look weird because that's one side of the driveway and not the other. The weird thing is like, it's not that I like mowing a lawn. I hate having to mow a lawn. It is just when I am out there and doing it, it is satisfying in the moment, you know? And you know, and so far as again, it is that power wash simulator, like you're getting a job done, right? It's just annoying to, you know, like with any task that takes more than, you know, 10 minutes, it is annoying to get into and get out of it. Right.
Yeah. It's hot, thirsty work.
Yeah.
I've got to
go in the garage and get my hearing protection, you know, get like just go to the shed, get the ramps out so I can back out of the shed, put the ramps up so I can mow under the ramps, and then do all of the mowing and edging. And when I'm finished edging, I take the weed, and then go around the edge of the lawn.
Yeah.
You're
certainly describing an order of operations for mowing a lawn.
I am. Yeah. It's just a bunch. Each of those tasks can be intrinsically fine itself. It is getting into and out of them. That's the friction. That sucks.
I don't know if this is, I'm not expecting anyone to necessarily go with me on this, but part of me being old, part of my trajectory is I no longer take joy in any of those things.
Yeah.
If something is like, I don't, the most I can get is I don't mind like washing dishes. Like I'll put in headphones and do that. There are chores I don't mind doing. Mm-hmm. No joy. Like joy is intrinsically there's no joy to it.
Yeah.
It's just a chore that sometimes I can listen to an audiobook or something and enjoy that. Like I top out at not mind.
Yeah.
I'm what's killing America. I have no satisfaction in a job well done.
Huh.
I prefer to do jobs poorly or not at all. That's
bizarre. That. You're the only person I've heard of, I've known personally who has said I enjoy washing dishes. Like
I just said that I don't mind washing dishes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And can listen to the podcast.
Enjoy it. Yeah.
I don't enjoy it.
I fucking hate it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all just like stuff to make time go by while you listen to something and then it's done and you have to do it. And you know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't like resentments or I don't like impositions.
Yeah.
On me. It came out where I was talking to Will on Guppy and I was like, yeah, putting on clothes is a chore. And it kind of short circuited his brain, but like, I don't want to do it. It's not necessary for the things I want to do generally. Mm-hmm. You know, it is extra work, extra steps. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Putting on clothes isn't that big of a deal for me. However, deciding what to eat is making it not a problem. Deciding what I'm going to eat is just an unbearable psychic toll.
Yeah. That sucks. It's hard sometimes. And then, the times,
we're just describing depression.
we're just free associating about depression at this point.
Yep.
I'm feeling in kind of a good mood about my, just throwing on a robe and calling it a day.
Yeah.
Kind of thing recently. Like, I don't know. It's on TV and stuff. It's always shorthand for depression.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody just wears their boxers, but to me it's a paradise.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not just that Norm Macdonald joke. Like they say that English is one of the hardest languages to learn, but for me, it's the easiest. perfect joke.
And if I got to go out, I'll get changed. It's not like I'm not going to go out because getting changed is too big of a hassle.
Yeah. And sometimes I will stay in. Mm-hmm. But who cares? There's a lot of fun stuff in. That's in, you know.
that's where all of my things are.
Yeah, the bed, the cats.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. Put me in a joy can, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you.
We do. If you would like to support us, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. There you can, at $5 a month, get 2 extra episodes of this show per month and access to a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yes. We think it is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that we would appreciate you supporting us.
We do. Also, you can leave a rating or review wherever you got this and tell your friends. Spread the word far and wide. I think we recently passed, maybe it was a couple of months ago, the 10-year anniversary of this show. So,
oh, nice.
Shame on all of us. Yeah, because we started this around the same time that we started Bonfire Side Chat. So,
yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
And then we just kept going. You fools. What should they do until next time, Cole?
Until next time, I would say solve different puzzles at different levels to reach the star.